Look out, Mr. Potato Head!
Morning, Spud.
Me too. Come on, let's get some breakfast. Come on.
Good morning, Pee-wee.
Good morning, Mr. Breakfast.
Can I have some Mr. T cereal? Okay.
Ah, pity the poor fool. Don't eat my cereal.
Here's Beck. Well, I'm off.
You be good.
Good morning, Mr. Crabtree.
Hi, good morning, Pee-wee.
I'm gonna water my lawn now.
Okay.
Ah!
You're the best bike in the whole world.
Morning, Pee-wee.
Look, Francis.
Today is my birthday, and my father said I can have anything I want.
Good for you and your father.
So guess what I want?
A new brain.
No, your bike. What's so funny, Pee-wee?
It's not for sale, Francis.
My father says everything's negotiable.
Pee-wee.
I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world. Not for $100 billion, $1 trillion.
Then you're crazy.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No way.
Knock it off.
Cut it out.
Oh, shut
up, Pee-wee.
Why don't you make me?
Why don't you make me?
Because I don't make monkeys. I just train them.
Oh, Pee-wee, listen to reason. Oh, come on.
I'm listening to reason.
Pee-wee.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Remember the first time I saw your bike? You were riding past my house, and I came running out to tell you how much I liked it even way back then.
I love that story.
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
To do that.
my good friend Pee-wee.
Hi, Mario.
Just browsing today, Pee-wee?
Well, sort of. I wanted to stock up on some supplies.
Help yourself.
How do you like school, Billy?
Close.
What? What?
Pee-wee, I got some new items you might be interested in.
Box for Pee-wee. New improved squirting flower. Fake blood, or is it?
Ugh, no.
Super stink bomb.
Have some.
Shrunken head?
No.
Regular size?
No.
No!
Trick gum.
Okay.
Headlight glasses.
Yeah.
And direct from Australia, the boomerang bow tie.
Coming red. I'll be right back. Hi, guys.
Hey,
Chip, how's it going?
All right. Is Dottie still working on your bike?
No. Had it back a couple days already.
What's she doing to it?
Can't really talk about it. You know, James Bond kind of stuff.
Yeah, that Dottie, she's really radical with bikes.
Hi, Pee-wee.
Say we cruise, dudes.
Yeah. Sure is getting hot in here. It's
steamy.
I'm sweating.
So, is my horn ready yet?
Yeah, it's ready. Should be loud enough for you now.
Well, where is it? Let's hear it.
Wait, I want to talk to you first.
You are talking to me.
No, I want your undivided attention. Look, Pee-wee, this is important. There's someone I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if you'll do something.
What?
I want to know if you'll go someplace with me.
Like where?
The drive-in.
Look, Daddy, I like you.
I like you!
That's the thing, I like you too.
Daddy!
There's a lot of things about me you don't know anything about, Daddy. Things you wouldn't understand. Things you couldn't understand.
Things you shouldn't understand.
I don't understand.
You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me. I'm a loner, Dottie. A rebel. So long, Dad.
Yes, that's me. They call me Chuck.
Is there any
anything I can do.
We're losing valuable time. Set up a dragnet. Close the whole area. Hurry!
Look, buddy, I'm afraid we can't consider your bike being stolen a police emergency. If it doesn't turn up, then come down to the station and fill out a report. That's the best we can do. Come on, let's go.
Where are you going, Pee-Pee?
To find my bike.
What exactly leads you to believe the Soviets were involved?
Well, I know that
Look, let me be honest with you. Hundreds of bikes are stolen every month. Very few of them are ever recovered. We just don't have the resources.
You're saying you can't do anything? My bike means everything to me. I knew the police wouldn't help.
Do you know what I would do if I were you?
What?
I'd retrace my steps.
I parked my bike, and when I came back, it was gone.
Well, can you think of anyone who might have wanted to take it?
Everyone wanted my bike. This morning, right before it got stolen, Francis offered... Francis! See Francis.
Francis is busy.
Busy doing what?
He's having his bath.
Oh, really? Where are they hosing him down? Me again.
Oh!
Anymore because you already have it.
Tell me where it is before I lose patience with you, Francis.
Help! Help!
Help me! Help me!
Go ahead and scream your head off. We're miles from where anyone can hear you.
Are you all right in there? Buzzy, what's going on in there?
I was down to you so you stole it!
No, I swear it wasn't me! Help!
Francis, we're breaking the door down.
Help!
Pee-wee, what in heaven's name is going on? Have you lost your mind?
He's a thief!
you liar! I swear I didn't do it, Dad!
That's a serious accusation to make, Pee-wee. Do you have any proof?
Well, not exactly.
Pee-wee, the Buxtons are not thieves. Just look at him. He couldn't have stolen your bike. We've been setting up his birthday train set all day.
Gee, I guess I was wrong. We don't have to involve the authorities in this matter, do we, Mr. Buxton? I mean, it was a simple mistake, and I'm really sorry.
Well, but I still think that you owe Francis an apology. And then I want to see the two of you shake hands.
I'm sorry, Francis. Here, would you care for some gum? Would you care for some, Mr. Buxton?
Oh.
Spearmint or fruit?
Fruit, please.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
You do believe me, don't you, Dad?
Pee-wee, how are you ever gonna pay a reward like that, huh?
It's simple. Whoever returns the bike is obviously the person who stole it, so they don't deserve any reward.
Come on.
Where are we going now?
On the air!
Well, that was some story, Pee-wee. And with the kind of reward money you're offering, I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be out looking.
Oh, my name's engraved in back of the seat. That's Pee-wee Herman. P-E-E.
That does it. He just won't let up. I've changed my mind. I don't want the stupid bike anymore.
Well, a deal's a deal. So fork over my money for lifting it for you, Buxton.
Here, and take the bike with you. Just get rid of it.
That'll cost you extra. See you later, sucker.
Good. We can finally start the big meeting. Dottie, Chuck.
Let's begin, shall we? Shall we?
This box contains over 217 bits and pieces of information. Evidence. Exhibit A. A photograph of the victims. My bike and me. Exhibit B. Another photograph.
What's missing from this picture? It's just me. Without my bike!
Is this something you could share with the rest of us, Amazing Larry? Exhibit C. The horn I was picking up.
At Chuck's Bike-O-Rama.
When my bike was actually stolen. Exhibit D. Jimmy.
What is this? Too late.
Chip.
Looks like a pen.
Exactly. I bought this pen 1 hour before my bike was stolen.
Why? What's the significance? I don't know.
Exhibit Q.
A scale model of the entire mall.
X marks the scene of the crime. These arrows here show the exact position of the sun and the hour of the crime.
Jupiter was aligned with Pluto. The moon was in the sun. Please save your questions until I'm through, Chuck.
Well, when will that be? A long time we wait. We've been here for over 3 hours now, and I'm not sure if any of us can see what all this is supposed to mean.
Supposed to mean?
Supposed to mean?
I think everyone here knows what this is supposed to mean. And you've gone over something
again and again and again and again.
Like I have.
Certain questions get answered, others spring up.
The mind plays tricks on you, you play tricks back. It's like you're unraveling a big cable knit sweater
that someone keeps knitting and knitting Knitting, 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 knitting.
Pee-wee, let's go up and get some fresh air, all right?
What for?
Because it's hot in here.
Hot? Who's hot? Feels just fine to me. I feel just perfect. In fact, I can't remember when I felt quite so cozy down here.
Pee-wee, I think I could get Chuck to give you a good break on one of the bikes in the shop.
I don't want some other crappy bike.
Pee-wee, listen. If you want my
help... I don't want your help. I don't need the police, and I don't need you. I don't need anybody!
You're new to this turf. We don't take kindly to strangers coming around here.
No checks. You got cash? Yeah? Come in. You let me take your jacket.
All right. You want to wear a wet jacket? It's all right with Madame Ruby. Now, for $20, I can tell you a lot of things. For $30, I can tell you more. And for $50, I can tell you everything.
Tell me why I'm here first.
You're here because you... want something. Now, let's see what Madame Ruby sees. I see a bicycle.
Yes! Is it okay?
It's okay, it's okay.
Where is it? Can you see it? Where is it?
Where is it? Somewhere else. Somewhere far away.
But where?
The Alamo. In the basement.
I'll never forget you.
Name's Mickey.
I'm Pee-wee.
How about some music?
Borelli is armed and dangerous.
Forget the music. Let's just enjoy the scenery.
What'd you do?
Well, I lost my temper and I took a knife and I. You know those little do not remove under the penalty of law labels they put on mattresses?
Yeah.
Well, I cut one of them off.
Gee.
Yeah, I got a real bad temper.
Boy, I always thought that was the dumbest law.
You said a mouthful.
Life can be so unfair.
You telling me?
So at first I tried to go through legal channels, but the cops... Ha! Think they were any help? They just gave me the runaround. Yeah, that's when I decided to take the law into my own hands.
The law.
The law.
The law. The law! Well, this is it, kid.
Wait! I got an idea.
We're looking for an escaped convict, ma'am.
We heard all about it on the radio. Right, honey?
Have you seen this man?
Blessing better heads on boils! No, I'm sure I'd remember this face.
Honey?
No.
Would you mind stepping out of the car, ma'am?
No, not at all, officer. Some sort of problem?
No problem at all. I just wanted to take a quick look at that cute little outfit you have on.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
You have a nice day.
What's it like in the big house, Mickey?
It's not so bad. You get to lift weights, watch TV, write up appeals, take long showers, lift weights. You get used to it.
Out.
But
out!
It wasn't my fault.
Look, kid, I like you. I like you a lot. That's why I can't drag you into this. I'm bad, Pee-wee. Now, you don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me. I'm a loner, a rebel.
Deja vu.
See you in the promised land. Arrivederci, baby.
Wait! I'm in the middle of nowhere!
It sure is spooky out here. Probably just a dog.
Kitty.
Where's those headlight glasses? Thanks for stopping. Some night, huh?
On this very night, 10 years ago, along this same stretch of road, in a dense fog just like this, I saw the worst accident I ever seen. There was this sound like a garbage truck dropped off the Empire State Building. And when they finally pulled the driver's body from the twisted, burning wreck, it looked like this. Yes, sir. That was the worst accident I ever seen.
I get off right up here.
Have a nice day.
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.
Large Marge sent me.
Did you say Large Marge?
She just dropped me off.
That's impossible. Large Marge? She's...
It was 10 years ago, on a night just like tonight. Why, tonight's the anniversary. Worst accident I ever seen.
But that means the Large Marge I was riding with was...
Her ghost!
Ah!
Don't you mind them. They're just superstitious.
My wallet's gone.
I think you've worked off that tuna platter and milkshake. And here's a little something extra.
Thanks, Simone. Well, that old highway is the car. Gotta move on.
J'ai des difficultés à dire au revoir.
I beg your pardon?
I said that I always have trouble with goodbyes. The French say au revoir.
Au revoir.
Wait. Before you go, will you come and watch the sunrise with me? Please? Do you have any dreams?
Yeah. I'm all alone. I'm rolling a big donut and this snake wearing a vest.
No, not that kind of dream. I mean a dream you dream about all the time. And it keeps you going, dreaming about it, hoping it'll come true.
Do you ever have a dream like that?
To find my bike.
My dream is to live in the city of eternal love. Paris, France.
You'll get there, Simone.
Oh, I don't know.
Why not? What's stopping you?
Well, Andy, for one.
Who's Andy?
My boyfriend. He's real jealous. He flunked French in high school. And thinks that everything over there is set up to make guys like him look dumb.
Well, I bet if he knew how important it is to you, he'd change his mind.
No, he won't.
Simone, this is your dream. You have to follow it.
I know you're right, but...
But what? Everyone I know has a big butt. Come on, Simone, let's talk about your big butt.
I don't know.
Simone, you can't just wish and hope for something to come true. You have to make it happen.
Pee-wee. I've been waiting for somebody to put it to me like that for so long.
Andy!
Morning. Care for sardine?
No, thank you.
Imported. Name's John.
Skip the balloon, my darling. Ha ha ha. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care.
Welcome to the San Antonio Department of Parks and Recreation official Alamo Tour. My name is Tina.
Excuse me, Tina, but could we go straight to
I'll tell you what. Let's hold all questions until the end of the tour, okay?
But...
Thank you. This mission, the Alamo, from the Spanish word for cottonwood tree, was established in the year 1718. That was the same year that our lovely city was founded by the Spanish Expeditionary Force on the site of an Indian burial mound. This is one of my personal favorite parts of the tour. Please say hello to our residents, Pedro and his wife, Inez. Inez is holding a clay pot that she seems very proud of. She has carefully detailed it with lots of paint and glaze. And Pedro is working on an adobe. Can you say that with me? Adobe.
Adobe.
We are now in the kitchen of the Alamo women. Here they are preparing many culinary delights of the Southwest. Do I hear someone's stomach growling? The mainstay of the Alamo diet is corn. Corn can be prepared many ways. It can be boiled, shucked, creamed, or in this case, dried. Corn can also be used to make tortillas. Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Well, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Yes, there are thousands and thousands of uses for corn, all of which I will tell you about right now. Upon this battlement in 1836, 200 Texas volunteers, including such heroes as Davy Crockett, Bill Travis, and Jim Bowie, fought off an onslaught of 4,000 Mexican troops under the command of General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna. At this time, I'd like to conclude our tour, and I mean it. Y'all have been one of the greatest groups I have ever worked with, really. Okay, are there any questions? Yes.
Where's the basement?
Excuse me?
Aren't we going to see the basement?
There's no basement at the Alamo.
And I had a big fight after you left. You were right, Pee-wee. I'm making my wish come true. I'm off to Paris. Thanks. What's wrong?
591, leaving for New York.
Oh, that's my bus. Oh, come on.
Guess what? The Alamo was built without a basement.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Neither did I. They don't tell you that stuff in school. Something you just have to experience.
Oh. Don't worry, Pee-wee. I know you're gonna find your bike.
All aboard.
Oh. Well, bye. Good luck, Pee-wee. I just know you're gonna find your bike. Au revoir. Au revoir, Pee-wee. Au revoir, Simone!
Grandma.
Hello, Dottie. It's me, Pee-wee.
Where are you calling from?
Texas.
Where?
Honest. Listen, I'll prove it.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Wait, don't hang up. There's something I have to talk to you about, Dottie. It's about the other night. I owe everybody a big apology, especially you. I didn't mean what I said, Dottie. Honest.
I know you didn't. Hey, there's somebody else here who's been worried about you, too.
Speck! Speck! I know. I forgot. All right, Speck. All right, Speck, put Dottie back on. Dottie, there's something I want to say. I've learned something out here on the road, Dottie. Humility. And, Dottie, when I get back, will you...
What, Pee-wee?
Will you still help me find my bike?
All right, Pee-wee.
And there's something else I wanted to ask you about, too, Dottie.
What is it?
Could you wire me a bus ticket? I'll pay you back, honest.
All right, Pee-wee. When you get back, we can settle up at the drive-in.
What? What? I couldn't hear that last part. The connection just got really bad.
Thanks a lot, though.
Okay. Bye, Dottie.
I'm sorry. You missed it by 5 minutes.
Yeah!
officer.
That was some fancy ride. Let's hope Lloyd is okay.
Hey, kid.
What's your name?
I can't remember.
Where are you from?
I can't remember.
Can't you remember anything?
I remember the Alamo.
I tell you that this is the private club of the Satan's helpers?
Nobody hipped me to that, dude.
It's off limits!
Oh. Well, my mistake. Guess I'll be on my way then. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Kill him.
Yeah!
I say we hang him, then we kill him.
Yeah!
I say we stomp him.
Yeah!
Then we tattoo him.
Yeah!
Then we hang him.
Yeah!
And then we kill him.
Yeah!
I say we let him go.
No!
I say you let me have him first.
Don't I get a last request?
Why not?
Dudes.
I hope you find your bike, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Kevin.
Thanks, Mr. Hawthorne. A bike like this is every boy's dream.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have a pass? Oh, no. I'm sorry. You can't enter without a pass, sir. Excuse me. Oh, yeah.
So the other fellow said, what do you think I got down here, a duck?
A duck.
Excuse me. Could you tell me where I could find Kevin Morton?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Marlo, do you know what stage Kevin Morton is working on?
Yeah, it's stage 6.
Thanks.
All right, I want to go once again right away. Everybody back to positions.
All right.
Can we get the wardrobe lady on the set? Can you pull these cables and move it back from here? Thanks, Bob. And makeup, hair, standing by. Good. All right, that was great. What I want to do now is I want to do one more and we pick up the pace a little bit. All right, Kevin?
You know, Jerry, I would love to. Except how can I when she is just so late on her cues?
Now, just a minute.
Jerry.
Please, Marianne, please.
I don't have to take that, Jerry. Especially from that little... That
kid,
little...
He is just a kid, Marianne.
Even a kid can be courteous, Jerry. I'm going to quit.
Please,
I
Marianne.
I swear it, I am going to quit.
Pleading with you.
All right, Jerry. Okay, but I have had it.
Well, is everything straightened out?
We are ready whenever you are.
Doesn't it look like I am ready? I am always ready. I have been ready since first call. I am ready. Roll.
Quiet, please. This is a take.
Settle. Roll, please. Speed.
Action.
Action.
Goodbye, Mother Superior.
Goodbye, Rusty. And God bless you.
Thank you, Mother Superior. I want the orphanage to have my bike.
No, Rusty.
You sold a lot of magazine subscriptions to earn that bike.
But I want to give, sister. I have just received the two best parents a boy could ever hope for.
Oh, Rusty, you are an inspiration to us all.
I'll say. I'm going to start a paper route right now.
Hey, stop that nun.
Remember me? Let's go!
Yeah.
Sonny, you all right? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
There's still a few more fish inside.
This boy is a hero.
This boy is under arrest.
I can explain everything, Mr. Hawthorne.
Call me Terry. Pee-wee, Warner Brothers thinks your story would make a fantastic movie.
My story?
A movie?
Okay.
Yes, Mr.
My bike!
Pee-wee!
Daddy!
So, we have a deal?
Deal!
Chili dog, Terry.
Thanks, babe.
Babe. Pee-wee, over here. Look, box seats. Pee-wee, this is Bob, Luke, Skinny, and Milton. Boys, this is Pee-wee.
You know, Cole.
Never met a movie star.
Honey.
Honored. What'd they pay you?
Nice meeting. Let's take a breather, Dottie. The X-1 needs to cool down.
I'm a little overheated myself. Come on over here, Tito.
1 foot long.
Hold it.
Good try, Pee-wee.
Look, Mickey!
Have you got any messages for room 104? The name's Herman. P.W. Herman.
No, nothing right now, Mr. Herman.
I'll be in the bar.
Wow! That's fantastic, Pee-wee!
Thanks!
C'est magnifique!
Voici Pierre.
Bonsoir.
Ditto. Here,
brought you guys French fries!
Merci beaucoup, Pee-wee.
Mais c'est ma plaisir.
Hey, my big scene's coming up, you guys. All
Mr. Herman, Mr. Herman, you have a telephone call at the front desk.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I understand. That was the president again. I've got to steal back the X-1 before the Soviets find the secret compartment containing the microfilm. The future of the free world is riding on this one.
I'm going with you.
No, Daddy, it's too dangerous.
I invented the X-1, PW. I'm going with you.
All right, let's go.
You are such a pushover.
I know you are. But what am I?
Hey, congratulations, Pee-wee.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hi, PW.
Hi, Daddy.
How's the X-1?
It's cooled down, but I'm heated up. Where's my candy, PW?
Forgot.
Pee-wee and I go way back.
When exactly did you become blood brothers?
Oh, I don't remember the exact year.
And you say you taught Pee-wee to ride his bike?
Yes, I remember the day I took off his training wheels. Pee-wee! Oh, this is the bike. Hey, how about a picture of me sitting on it?
I don't think that's such a good idea.
I don't think that's your decision. If it wasn't for me, none of this would have happened to you. Right, Pee-wee?
Well, sorta.
Then it's okay if I sit on it. Right, Pee-wee? Come on, Pee-wee. Everybody's waiting.
Well...
okay.
Good. Now, everyone, gather around. Let me show you some of the more high-tech features.
You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me. I'm a loner, Dottie. A rebel.
Come on, Dottie. Let's go.
Let's go? Don't you want to see the rest of the movie?
I don't have to see it, Dottie. I lived it.